And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right. We're in the victory circle. I can't get it. Here it comes. Hey, shake it, shake it, shake it. Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my...
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
The leading cause of obesity in America. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now, here's what I've been waiting on. I don't know for how long. Not waiting on, but just, it's like in the emergency file, if we ever got around to it. And I'm afraid if I don't read it to you now that it's going to go away. It's from this FHM magazine.
Go.
Which is a lot like Stuff, which is a lot like Maxim, which is a lot like softcore porno.
I think they're based in Britain. They come out of the UK. These are, this is one publisher that has a lot of these similar magazines.
So they got a bunch of interesting articles, of course, about sex and like good pictures of chicks who are naked, but they're putting their hands over the interesting parts of their body.
Right.
And one of the things in the new FHM magazine is a list that I cannot friggin' believe. It has nothing to do with sex or girls.
Oh.
It's the FHM Definitive Guide to Rock, the 30 hardest rockers of all time.
These are individuals we're talking about. Yes. These are musicians.
Mm. These are the 30 hardest rockers of all time.
Where am I on the list?
I don't see you, Mike. I don't see you, but you're gonna go nuts,
okay,
when you hear this list.
Is this one of these subjective lists that you find a little problem with?
Well, let me just start right here.
Mm-hmm.
The 30th greatest rocker of all time, according to FHM magazine, is Johnny Cash. Okay?
Right.
Okay, let that be your guide to FHM magazine's 30 greatest rockers ever.
So are they doing it with the original rock and rollers? Is that what they're trying to tell us?
This is simply, nothing screams rock and roll icon more than jail time, substance abuse, and the ability to act like a total ass on stage, with the exception of bedding down 12 women at once, of course. Then it says, no, we're kidding. Seriously, musically, here are the 30 greatest hard rockers of all time.
You know, the way they set that list of the greatest hard rockers, I just don't think of Johnny Cash.
And here comes Lisa with the thank you.
Holding it flat. Hold it flat. Lay it down on the ground.
Thank you.
On the ground.
There you go. And
on
Robbie,
the table.
Robbie, put 3 minutes on the clock, please.
Done.
3 minutes on the clock. Okay, rocker number 29, Bon Scott. Now, there I agree with that. You know, he's dead now.
Right.
He's a dude from AC/DC.
Bon Scott, is that the front man for AC/DC? The
right.
guy that the preceded Angus.
Right.
Angus.
I think so. Yeah, right. Okay, so
they both sounded good. With AC/DC, these guys both
sound exactly
the same,
like.
But the one guy was really more like.
Okay, so I would agree. He's a good rocker.
Yeah.
Number 28. Now, on my list, this guy would be in the top five. Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. Number 28.
Yeah, I mean, one of the deans.
So you're looking at this, you're going, okay, maybe Johnny Cash is an aberration.
Yeah, maybe they're doing it because the origins of rock and roll.
29 is John Scott, 28, Bon Scott, 28 is Jimi Hendrix. Certainly number 27 has to be just a kick-ass rocker.
You'd think.
Number 27, Snoop Dogg.
It's not rock.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm just reading you the list.
Is this lifestyle or music?
Nope, this is music.
Hmm.
Number 26.
I'm confused.
Elvis Presley.
Yay, Elvis.
He's at number 26?
Number 26.
That's not right.
The greatest hard rockers of all time.
Elvis has to be number one or two.
Number 25. John Bonham.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody agrees.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the greatest drummer ever in the history of rock and roll.
The definitive rock and roll drummer.
Number 24. Ronnie Van Zant.
Yeah.
But still four better than Jimi Hendrix?
No, I don't think so.
Number 23. Now, this one drives me freaking crazy. Perry Farrell.
Who's Perry Farrell? I don't even know who he is.
Perry Farrell is in...
Jane's Addiction.
Yes, right.
New group.
But no,
relatively.
They've been around for a long time, but... And I like Jane's Addiction, but man, he's not the 23rd greatest hard rocker of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at number 22, they put these guys together at 22. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
What?
Number 22.
No matter how you stack it, lifestyle, music, or anything, they should be in the top 10.
Top 5.
Number 21, Steven Tyler. Everybody, I think everybody would agree he'd be in.
Steven Tyler's got to be in the top 10.
Yeah. At the top 5, Steven Tyler. Mm-hmm. Number 20, Tupac Shakur.
Well, so they're working rappers into it,
yes.
And I'm not. Now, would this be because these rappers have sampled rock and roll?
I don't know. Number 19.
I got it.
Number 19, Kid Rock. Right. Kid Rock.
Give me a break.
Kid Rock. And again, I like Kid Rock, fine.
Yeah.
But you're telling me Jimi Hendrix is 28 and Bon Scott is 29?
Yeah, where's Moby?
But Kid Rock is number 19?
Hang on.
All right, number 18, I think no one will disagree here, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hello, Ozzy Osbourne.
Number 17, Axl.
Axl Rose.
Right. Okay. Right. Number 16, James Brown.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I categorize them again as hard rock, though.
No, you're going into a different kind of music there.
Number, okay, there's the time on Lisa's test.
Okay.
Lisa, please leave the room so everybody can see the results. I think we can just pass this around this time.
She seems very anxious about this.
There you go, Robbie.
Thank you.
A little tense.
Take a look at that.
Yeah.
You can see, pass that around to Mike and Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see that, without a doubt, the test. Mike, you didn't have to smell it.
Sorry.
Did it smell like,
I didn't get my nose close enough. Okay. All right.
As you can see, but
I was feigning smelling it.
The test results for these.
Wow, I can't believe that.
Both of them came up the same.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
Confirmed now.
But it eliminates any margin of error.
We will bring her in.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. You know, really, in fairness, it might, Rob. I mean, you know, the bottom line, you got to get a final word from your doctor,
yeah,
no matter what that.
Well, no matter what.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to tip the hand.
Let me see. Number 16, James Brown. 15, Jerry Lee Lewis. I don't think so.
Well, yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis should be on the list.
But not 13 places ahead of Jimi Hendrix.
Well, if you go by lifestyle, remember, this is a guy who married his cousin
but
and
again,
then got
no,
drunk
on.
And broke into Graceland with an
hold
automobile.
See, I think Jerry Lee Lewis should be higher.
I don't think
he should be ahead of Hendrix either. My criticism is not with where he is in relation to Hendrix. My complaint is that list in general.
Number
Jerry Lee, dog, great balls of fire.
My fan.
Number 14 is Iggy Pop.
What the F is Iggy Pop hanging around? Iggy Pop gets way too much credit.
Number 13 is David Lee Roth. Not Van Halen, not Van, whatever they were.
You know, if
Van
anything, you're
going to... Sammy Lee's Van Hagar, whatever it was.
What you ought to do, you ought to put Eddie on there, because Eddie's the one consistent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie should be in the top 10.
You rock.
Hello, Dan. Where am I going to? Dan, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, that list is nuts. Ozzy and Axl should be in at least the top 10.
Listen, I agree. And wait till you hear the top 10. You're going to go crazy when you hear the top 10.
Ozzy once started a line of ants. There's no reason for him not to be in the top 10.
Number 12 is Sid Vicious. From the Sex Pistols.
All right, this is a magazine back room.
Number 11.
It's very European list.
Number 11, greatest hard rocker of all time, Marilyn Manson. I might have Marilyn Manson in my top 20 somewhere.
Maybe. But I think he should be in the top 30 novelty acts.
Number 10. Now we're to the top 10. These are the best, the top 10 hard rockers.
And I also want to tell you, if you're going to put Marilyn Manson on there, you've got to put Alice Cooper on there.
Number 10, Wendy O. Williams.
From the Plasmatics?
Correct.
Jesus Christ, this is a British list. That's your problem right there, Barry.
This is a British list. Number 9, the great Jim Morrison. Now, I'd have Jim Morrison in the top 5.
Right.
But at least he's in the top 10,
mm-hmm.
So that's some saving grace. Speaking of, number 7, Grace Slick.
Yeah.
How do you how do you have Jimi Hendrix at number 28 and Grace Slick at number 7?
No, it's a weird list. It's very, very weird.
Oh, I'm doing these out of order. I'm sorry. 9 is Jim Morrison. Number 8 is Rick James.
Okay.
She's a super freak.
Now,
she's super freak, super freaky.
Now you've officially, I mean, at least with the rapper guys that were on there, you say maybe they sample the music. Maybe it's, I don't know what this list is.
Okay, number 6. Number 7, Grace Slick. Number 6, Chuck Berry. I would think everyone agrees.
Yeah, Chuck Berry, definitive. Yeah, rock and roll. I mean, the father of rock and roll.
He belongs on the list somewhere.
And a video pioneer.
That's right, in his bathroom.
Number 5, David Allan Coe.
Now, I don't know what the roots of David Allan Coe are, but I know he's a country performer.
Yeah. Number 4.
Wrote the best country song ever written, You Never Even Call Me By My Name.
Number 4, Courtney Love.
Boo!
Okay, this is whack.
She should be on a
number 3. CeCe Allen.
Who?
Okay, CeCe Allen is the guy who was eating poop on stage and then threw it at the audience and stuff.
Wow.
That's a good
That's
act.
What gets you in the top five.
Number two, Tommy Lee.
No.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right. Jim Morrison's number nine and Tommy Lee's number two.
That's right. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's right.
Must be lifestyle.
CeCe Allen should have been number two.
Lifestyle is in it, but it's also music, based on the music. Hmm.
The explanation you read would indicate that it's music.
And there's also the lifestyle thrown in.
Right.
But
it has but musically, the list makes no sense.
No. You don't have to wear, here's the beginning. You don't have to wear nut huggers, Velcro high tops, and a fanny pack to rock. Simply dust off the Sabbath, crank up your box, and enjoy the celebration of the greatest noise ever created.
No.
Hard rock.
All right, this list is completely
the FHM
wrong.
Definitive Guide to Hard Rock.
Wrong.
Right.
Okay, so.
Wrong.
Number two, Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
And the number one hard rocker of all time, according to FHM, is Keith Moon.
I'd be inclined to agree with that.
Okay.
Now, they're pretty good.
He's not bad.
No.
I mean,
but not number one. You know what?
He'd be in the top ten, I think.
What we need is a greater explanation of what they were trying to accomplish with that list. But I do believe it has British influence written all over it. You know, it's like, you got to put Keith Moon at the top. With Ozzy, Iggy Pop, and Fessy, how about we placate the Americans by putting Tupac Shakur on there?
Hey, let's put some Negroes on the list.
That's a good idea.
Put that Negro Rick James at number eight.
Oh, they like their country music over there. Put on Johnny Cash and David Allen Coe. David Allen Coe.
I love the Sex Pistols. You gotta have Sid in the top 15, man.
All right, I'll put it right here. Number 14, Sid Vicious. That's a good list. Blimey, these Yanks, they're buying up copies of FHM magazine.
Let's make the guy who murders this new poop number 3.
Oh, this is great. Okay, let's do our new list. The greatest female rockers of all time. Number 10. Loretta Lynn.
Hello, Greg.
How do you put a list together like that and not put on, like, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Townsend.
Come on, listen, am I dumb to think that even on a top 30 list, I'd even have someone like Alice Cooper on?
Right.
I mean, sure, and what about... I'd have Kiss. I'd have Metallica on the list.
And now, quit your squabbling. I'm putting together my great female rockers. Number 9, Brenda Lee.
It was Nancy Sinatra on that list.
Yeah, this list blows.
She's number 4
from FHM. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Fantastic. All right, number 8. Gotta please them Yanks. Janet Reno.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Product. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK. Live this Sunday at Survivor Series on pay-per-view. Mr. McMahon's maniacal grip on the WWE will finally come to an end.
You're mine.
When he faces The Undertaker in a buried alive match.
The day of reckoning is upon us.
And Stone Cold's future is on the line.
Austin's got no place to go. He's got no alternative.
And for the first time, he must put his trust in others.
For this one night, the Rattlesnake must trust five men to get the job done, or he's out of work.
Plus, Shane McMahon and Kane's final encounter in an ambulance match.
One of them is going to the hospital.
And the World Heavyweight Championship is on the line when Goldberg defends his title against Triple H. Don't miss WWE Survivor Series. This Sunday live and only on pay-per-view. Order on cable or satellite today.
Don't miss WWE Survivor Series live on Sunday, November 16th, only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote.
Hey, Papa John here with something mouth-watering and new. I've taken my grilled all-white chicken breast topping and created 3 new chicken pizzas. I call them my chicken trifecta. Our new grilled chicken cordon bleu pizza features grilled chicken, creamy Alfredo sauce, and thick sliced lean ham. Our new chicken primavera pizza is topped with grilled chicken, creamy Alfredo sauce, fresh sliced green peppers and onions, fresh baby portobello mushrooms, and fresh sliced Roma tomatoes. And for those a little more traditional, our grilled chicken club pizza features our premium sauce made from fresh tomatoes, grilled chicken, bacon, fresh sliced onions, and Roma tomatoes.
Call your neighborhood Papa John's today and ask about our chicken trifecta pizzas. 3 new grilled chicken specialty pizzas with 3 unique tastes. Try our grilled chicken cordon bleu pizza, grilled chicken primavera, or our grilled chicken club pizza. Go ahead and ask about one of our new chicken pizzas today. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Listen to Planning for Your Future, revolutionizing the way you think about financial planning. Saturday mornings at 10 on 106.7 WJFK.
So I want to send an email to a friend, but text won't convey the pure emotion of my voice. So I use the new voice email feature from InPhone. It allows me to record my message and send the audio via email. So I call InPhone with my message. Dude, I'm engaged. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. You see, text would just be blocked compared to my voice.
InPhone is only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes, and just 5 cents a minute after that. Call 888-411-1111, anywhere in the U.S. or to Canada.
I learned the other day that every family has a valuable tool to help raise money for our schools. Believe it or not, it's your telephone. All you have to do is talk and use InPhone. With each InPhone call, they'll donate 5% of your usage fee to the school of your choice. And after you've signed up and made just 10 calls, InPhone will give an additional $5.
Don't just make a call. Make an InPhone call. Your first 5 calls are free. Sign up is free at infone.com. Or call 888-411-1111. Rates exclude federal universal service fee.
If you're getting married, are married, or know someone who is getting married, you've got to tune in Saturdays 3 to 4 for The Wedding Show with Sharon Lewis right here on 106.7 WJFK.
America has fallen in love, actually.
Merry Christmas.
Time Magazine cheers. Love Actually is an epic romantic comedy. You'll leave the theater with your heart humming happily.
Why don't you come back and sleep at our place?
Woohoo!
And Ebert and Roper give it 2 thumbs up.
Tell her that you love her.
You'll always regret it if you don't.
USA Today proclaims.